Definitely, you have been put in. So there is God controlling all creation. You are all His children of God. This fate is awaiting each one of you. There is no godlessness now, you see. With the grace of God, this is being proved now. You testify to them. You are seeing of your own selves, is it not? So be definite, there is a world beyond and a spiritual world beyond, you see. In man body only you can have that privilege, no other. So when you come in touch with that light within you and hear the sound also, your life is changed. You become the place of virtues, of all virtues. This diary is meant only to enable you to start. When you cut a tree, take out the branches first, cut out the branches first. It is easier to cut the stem. The stem is ego. And you hear the sound when you after rising above body consciousness, naturally the whole thing is cut down. So, you see, this is all scripture, but they say they are true. For want of practical people, men are being led away by outward propaganda. Be on the God, please. But one thing I may tell you, those who have been put on the way and they do not do full justice to the work. They will excuse me, they will, what to say? Words are very strong, I don't like to say. Those who have been put on the way and not do honestly time devote to that and accurately as they are wanted to, that will prove that the science is wrong. The whole sin lies on your burden, mind that. People may see you, see what change you have got in your life. That's very important. Some revolution has to take place, spiritual revolution, not of the body, mind that, it is of the spirit, of the evil propensities we have got against, which lead us away from God. There is God. And we, with the grace of God, we can have a glimpse of that. And that is in man body only that you can have, and no other body. Fortunately, you have got the man body. That is why all masters who came in the past, you see, even now, they are telling you from the house, I've been at the as sufficiently as possible, that time and tide waits for no man, you must hurry up. So Master say, when look here, it is your time to awake. Aveda say, awake, arise, and stop not until the goal is reached. Awakening what? We have been asleep. Awake outside, awaken outside. It will be dark outside. Sleep outside then. We can awake within. Gita says, the saints of God sleep during the day and awake at the night. That doesn't mean they don't do any work during the day, you see. They are there, those who see may be blind, as Christ said. Their attention is always limited to a certain point of view within them. While working, they use that outward view faculty. But at night they have nothing to do, full time in touch with God. So, Master say, when the cure is the high time, you have got the man body, it is the time of your awakening. You have been asleep ever since you separated from God. Had you have been awakened, you would have been a different angle of being altogether. So, what does it profit a man if he gains the possessions of the whole world and loses one's own soul? So, naturally, time and tide waits for no man. Every day, every hour, every minute, every second, it shortens your days to be in this man body. And naturally, say, if we do that, what will we get? The God within us. The blind will get eyes, the deaf will have ears. Though there are no like they run on the mountains. These are expressions to you how you can rise above body consciousness. The time has come, you see, in which this truth of the all masters in the past is to be proved by example. So this is a high time while we are young, I tell you. Some people say we'll do it when we grow old, when such and such work is finished, we are free. This work will go on increasing day by day till the last birth. Those who wait only for the old age, who knows you'll reach to that old age or not. Even if you reach old age, your life, present life is not righteous, you won't have eyesight, you won't hear. You'll just help us, dependent on others. How can you do anything? The Master say, so long as you've got black hairs, that is, you are young, you are fit physically, you can do something fit for some time, those are fortunate. Old age, very few really can do, whose life has been pure and righteous. So it is high time for the younger to hurry up, you see, reach your destination and then go on. They do not say they don't leave the world and go, leave hearts and homes and go to the wilderness. No, not that. I told you, hot battle of life. Those who have been brought in contact with you as reactions of the past, those should be respected, pay up debts. Because God has united you. And after winding up all your affairs, take steps back home. So Master says, look here, God is all wisdom, as I told you last night. That wisdom is innate in our souls. Why don't you use the wisdom you have got? Or take it from the world far side. After all, you can leave your body. And in man body alone, you can go into the beyond. Ever since the beyond, reach back the home of your father. What have you done? We are very worldly wise in the worldly affairs too, but stop dying in the way of our spiritual attempt. So all masters say, awake, O man. See, from amongst you, somebody is leaving you. You've seen men going, is it not? You must have been to cremation place, at the burial place. Some today, other day, somebody carrying somebody whom the soul has left. And our day is also approaching. Every day, every hour, every minute, every second brings us closer to the great final change, which is called death. Death is nowhere, it is a change. We must be ready for change. With the grace of the Master, if we know how to rise above body consciousness, and by regular practice at your will and prayer, then death is a prayer, no bugbear. It's a very strange love. You have all wisdom and you have not even made preparation to go to the other world. But to speak of really rising above body consciousness, reaching the world of the beyond. Don't while away time in your madness of the world. Right use of everything is good. Overuse of everything is bad. The Master said, just see, awake. All Master said, you see. We are awake outside, spiritually asleep, because our whole attention is absorbed in the outside world. Never thought for a moment who we are, what we are, how far this body will continue. After all, each one has to leave the body, and we also have to leave. How that will stand, you see? If we have just spent our time in the madness of the world, amassing all things, the body won't go with you. How can you expect other things which have come in your contact of your body, they will go without you. Angle of vision will change. Mind that one thing, outer others' lectures or talks won't help you. Simply they will give you guidance. Unless you begin to lecture to your own self. You know these things, you go away, then all the time I look here, this is to be done. Don't try to reform others. First reform your own self first. And you say something with your practical life behind it that will carry effect. If there's no practical life behind it, you simply go on saying, do this, do this, those will never carry an effect. So God has given you 2 ears, one mouth to speak. We speak too much. What we hear, we don't digest and live up to them. I think each one has got wonderful information on this subject through scriptures, through hearing talks. But the point is how much you have digested, you see. Tree is known by the fruit it bears. With all your efforts, what fruit you have brought out? Do you see that? Have you been able to have a beatific vision of one? Maybe the lowest, that light is covered by so many covers, physical. At least one if you have started, then further they hope to go up. Why not leave? Shake off all sheets and have that all glorious light. And this is man timing if you can do only. Master, don't touch your outer forms, the labor of which you are carrying. Blessed you are. But live up to what the scriptures say, what all masters said. Two things are required: ethical life, a stepping stone to spirituality, and to know God. This helping factor. So this is not something you have to do for anybody else. This is you are truly speaking your own work. Nobody will have to do this for you. Master will help you, give you a boost, that's right. They'll help you to usher you into the beyond. But Master can bring horses to the water, not make the horses drink water. They also sometimes force you. This is only forcing you to do it. So they will preach only when his teacher is preached only when the students are going on as he wishes. So my wishes are always you in this world of propaganda. You see, men are being led astray. This is two things you have got. Live up to them, prove that there is something, not by words, but by life. So meditation, you see, is way back to God. put in water as much as time you can snatch away from your busy life. Do it. It is your own work. You are not doing any obligation to anybody else. Who tells you to do that, to have a true living and come remain in contact with God? He is your true friend. And also helps you there too. So mass will come for all the world over. They are not the monopoly of any sect or any country or any religion. And sun rises and gives light to all the world over. So this is God's grace working through the masters from time to time to bring you back as the time requires. When Christ came, you see, what happened, you know? He was put to the cross, as he is shown. And what did he tell his disciples? What you heard in the ears, speak from the housetops. If this right understanding is given to the people, there will be peace in the world. Those who have got some inkling of this right understanding, they should broadcast, right? Times have changed. But at the same time, they should live up to them, not only mere words. So God will help you. God helps those. You take a step this side. He will come to help you. 100 steps power.
Could you comment on mental illness? What to do? What kind of a doctor?
What can I say?
For mental illness.
Mental illness. Yeah, what to do?
Mental illness is like anything.
The cause should be removed. Worry kills a man. And then have some such medicine which are pacifying. And God will advise you on the point. Worry should be avoided. The cause which has resulted into that. That's a main one. Another thing, pacifying of medicine will be very doubtful.
Next question. What exercises do you prefer, hatha yoga or calisthenics, and why? Could you say something about yoga exercises?
Hatha yoga exercises help us to make our body fit. To take some exercises will go to help your health is all right. But all hatha yoga practice should not continue. Only that much it goes to help you, make your health better, strong. Because you see, more sometimes breathing, if the habit becomes to breathe, then our own way will be affected. If it does not affect your yoga practices or that, they involve breathing, and breathing becomes habit, and that will affect your yoga, your falling.
This is the question that's asked a great many times, Master, of why did we break away from the fifth plane?
It is the will of God, you see. Why we are sent to the world? Why He created the world? It was His will and pleasure. Why you want to give birth to children?
What is it indication of when faces other than Master's appear in meditation? The faces that you do not know.
Repeat the five charge names. If they stand before the five names, that's all right. If they are negative and belong to the lower planes of excess, then they will go away.
How can we overcome worry and depression?
Worry is no remedy. Depression results out of worry or disappointment. So do your best and leave the rest to God over it, and that's all you can do.
When listening to the sound, how can one avoid following the sound to its source? The attention outside also follows the sound to its source.
I think you people have not followed exactly what was meant. Well, I told if any sound is heard at a distance, you follow it, that will become faint. It is already faint. Further little faint will come and die out. Don't leave your seat of soul at the body. While sitting here, you hear what comes from the right. Then that will follow you and won't be, don't die out. This is what I meant.
With Master's grace, I will be initiated Sunday. I have 4 children. May I serve them eggs or not? We have been naturalists for 10 years.
Naturalist means they do take eggs. What is the argument? Then eggs do not form part of raw food. Then, now the question remains, if you prefer eggs are no good, why don't you make your children also to be on the way that you have chosen? That is such a show that cancer disease is a result of taking too much eggs, too many eggs.
What was the result? What was?
Taking of eggs results in cancer. The disease is growing more and more. That is it, caused due to that, what you came to know in India.
Can we overcome past karmic impressions?
Karmic reactions, which are in fruit, you cannot. But you just have a strong boots on to save you from the pinching effects of the thorns. For this man has to die, he will die, he must die. So karmic reactions of the past which are in fruit, they cannot be stopped. But you can have such a position that they won't pinch you.
In Sarbakan we are told we must neither praise nor condemn in order to maintain complete detachment. If, however, someone does something kind or loving for you, is it not appreciate as well as desirable, appropriate as well as desirable to show appreciation, which is an aspect of love?
If you are in love with somebody, he has got something, got value, good work, you can appreciate, all right, and take lessons, then you should also do likewise. If there's something wrong with somebody and you've got love for him, then don't broadcast, you rightfully tell him, dear friend, this is no good. Don't be the unpaid prick, what to say, unpaid, I mean, servants of the idea of God, you see. What you do when you think such and such God, such and such, they go on broadcasting this thing. The result becomes what as you think, so you become. It so happened, missionaries went to Japan first to preach. They preached one commandment of Moses, thou shalt not strike a woman. And the people were astonished. Do the people beat the women in your country? The result was, after years preaching, they began to strike the women. This negative effect. What is no good, tell them privately, out of love, it is no good. Now always thinking such and such, that reaction on yourself.
Can a soul distinguish between present karmic debts and actions that create new karma?
No, that create, and why is the present karmic reaction coming up? at present. That can be done when you rise above astral body to the causal plane, then you know what is the cause of all these present reactions, not before.
Is it all right to eat cheese with rennet, or is it a spiritual hindrance?
Those who are thinking that that contains that thing, don't take it. Prepare your own fresh cheese daily.
Those who are doubtful in eating cheese which has rennet, they could avoid it, or they could make their own.
No, fresh cheese is always better. No doubt.
They can make at their home, they can have a milk, put a little lemon, it is split, and that's the cheese for you. Very cheap.
You can carry on a business.
I get this request no matter where I stand. And the only thing I can tell you people is that I am not invisible. And if you wish to see Master more clearly, there's a lot of seats back there. And I'll be glad to wait while you move.
And those who can't see, they can come down here. Those who can't see.
You can come here.
No, that would be worse. I'll block you from more of them, man. I'd love to, but... How may we love all things without developing attachment?
If you love somebody for the sake of somebody, not for your own selfish thing. Suppose you love father, and the child comes, you love him for the sake of his father. If you love God, God is at an heavy heart. You love that man for the sake of God, then there's no attachment.
How much free will does man have?
We are in man body, you see. All other bodies, we are bound. They are not free to act. In man body, we are bound to certain extent and limit within certain limits. When a railway line is laid down, train will run on that very line. Further, it is free will where which you want to lay down this line. So we are free with a certain limit in man body. You can direct your way back to God. Of course, we are affected by the reactions of the past. The ten of mind is like that. And that ten of mind can be modified, renewed, regenerated by a company of the saints, or by what you say, by discrimination. What should be done? That is placed before you.
Is it helpful or better for an initiate to live the life of a householder, or can he progressed just as well and remained single all through his life?
Look to your own self first. Can you live all alone? First thing I will tell you, a man coming out of a tavern while reading the Bible, what do people think of you? One thing. The other is to say you can live all alone without any higher contact within, that you cannot. If you go on doing under secret, under cover, so many things that is wrong. If you can live up, quiet, chaste, without any help of anybody, all right, you are welcome, I will wash your feet. Say thing is something else, doing is something else. I have seen many heads of the religion, you see, I found otherwise. To remain in the worldly life, stick to one wife, and woman should stick to one husband, that is commendable.
Is it possible for a mere Baba follower to become an initiate of Kirpal Singh?
It is for them to see. You see, if they are not satisfied there, they will have to come up. He has left the body.
Good morning and welcome to the satsang from Master Kripal Singh. The recording you listened to was a post-meditation talk with questions and answers given at the Galt Ocean Mile Hotel on December 9, 1972 at Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Our reader this morning is Eileen Picorni. Hello, Eileen.
Good morning, everyone. This morning, we'll be reading from The Light of Kripal, Part 1, Chapter 4. It's entitled, Becoming His Channel.
Question. The masters who preceded you, Swamiji, Baba Jamal Singh, and your own master, Sawan Singh, all left writing behind them, or reports or records. How accurate and how pure are those records today? Master, truly speaking, you see, the master power is not a thing which can be passed on through papers. It is not like lands or other things which are passed on through papers. It is sometimes passed on through the eyes. So masters cannot put it in writing. They've never done it. Question. Well, I mean the writing they have left behind. How accurate is it? Master, why should it tax us? Question. Sar Bashan, for example, and some of the other books. Master, these books are there, of course. There are two parts of Sar Bashan. One is a collection of poems, and one is in prose. Some of the poetry is by Sawan Ji himself. The other part, the prose, is from Rahi Saligram. Both are combined together and known as Sar Bashan. The portion in prose is not the direct statement of Swamiji, but of somebody who attended the satsang and who was detailed to convey what was given out there. A third person conveying the talks given by Swamiji to Rahi Saligram. So that is the prose part. Question. Was Rahi Saligram a saint? Master. Yes, surely he was advanced. There were three disciples of Swamiji. One was Baba Jamal Singh, who was very advanced in meditation. He went to the highest. Rahi Saligram was a very loving and devoted disciple. And there was one sadhu whose name was Garib Das. He was initiated only those who were sadhus. Rahi Saligram remained at Agra together with Swamiji's wife, and Baba Jamal Singh was detailed to come to the Punjab and continue Swamiji's work. Therefore, this line is coming from Baba Jamal Singh, Baba Sawan Singh, and still continues. So now in each initiate soul, Swamiji is passed on. With due deference, the only criterion is what you get. If a man gets that much, it is all creditable. It is for the people, you see, not for anybody else to judge. So generally, these things are passed on through the eyes, not through papers. It is not a land or a house or anything like that to be passed on. Of course, those things are passed on through paper. But this is a gift of the soul, through the soul. A man is trained all through life and is in the make. Everything is in the make. One day doesn't make a saint. Question. There's not too much point reading what they've left behind? Master. Sometimes it proves not useful, I would say. I have regard for everybody. It is up to the people to judge whether they can get anything. If they get the same thing, there can be no dispute between the givers. Maybe there are 100 givers, 10 givers, 5 givers. So I have love for all. Those who are giving, all right, well and good. I have love for them. Even if they don't give anything, it is for the people to decide. Why should I bother about them? I have respect for all. Question. What exactly did you mean when you referred in an earlier talk to two souls in one body? Master, two souls, when joined together in matrimony, should feel one in two bodies. That's all I meant. I never meant any obsession, you see. Marriage is taking a person as a companion in life. Both should have one thought, one word, one ideal to follow. There should be no clashing, you see. They should be receptive to each other. So that is what I meant. One soul working in two bodies. It is God who unites. One is born somewhere, the other is born somewhere else. It is the flowing pen of God which unites them. Whom God has united, they should work together. Whom God unites, let no earthly power disunite. So they should work as one soul in two bodies. Live an ideal life and be of service to others too. An animal can be of service to itself, but man is one who is of service to others as well as himself. Question. Your exact quote then was one soul in two bodies and not two souls in one body. Master. No, not that. That becomes obsession. Not that. Whom God has united should remain together through weal or woe. Both should make an effort to know God. One duty may be of begetting children, not all. It is not a machine of enjoyment. It is a sacred duty. It is a sacrament. Question. Is this a matter of soulmates, really? Half a soul uniting to the other true half-soul? Master, you see, according to the reactions of the past, men are brought together to finish off their give and take. Others are brought together as sons and daughters, and so on. This is to wind up the whole give and take. Question. This is just a phrase then, really? Master, yes, a phrase just to let them know they are to work together, not disunite. I think you will have better love this way than the other way. God has united them. What is marriage, you see? Two souls born in different places are brought together. They don't know each other. They never dreamt of it. But they come together and they become united. From this day onward, their company is sacred so that there will be no corruption. Because God has united them, they should have more love for each other and try to adjust. They must be of use to others as well as themselves. The main ideal before us is to know God while in the man body. Question. Does it follow that the people who are married in this life have been married in previous lives? Master. Maybe or maybe not. Reincarnation is there, you see, definitely. Some say it is not so. I know people who do remember their past births. They give out something of their past lives which have been verified. Question. But you can see it all from the top of the third plane? Master, yes, not before. Until then, if you know who is who, then I'm afraid you won't like to see his face, or else you'll be more attached. The attachment already brought us down here, so it is better not to know. Clear your way back to God. That's all. Question. Do we meet people from previous lives? If we meet them, do we meet them again? Is it a pattern so that we keep on meeting the same people all the time? Master. Not necessarily. Some we meet, we have to finish our give and take in some other garb. Sometimes you don't want to pay any man what is owed until he forces you, but eventually you have to pay. whether you wish it or not. Sometimes you want to help somebody, but with all your goodness, you can't help them. Sometimes you love somebody. With all the good you do, he doesn't love you. These conditions are due to the reactions of the past. Question: where is the decision made as to what role we will play in a given life? On the astral level, or does the Master make it from Sach Khan? Master, the only thing is, when a man and a son are united, union comes as a result of the past. When they are brought together, they should be devoted because God has united them. By decree of God, we have been united. As the reactions of our past wind up all reactions, so in both of them, the idea before them should be to know God. Pay off all previous seeds and don't sow new seeds to sprout forth. That you do only when you become a conscious co-worker of the divine plan. Otherwise, every man feels he is the doer. When you are the doer, then whatever you do, that will react. As you sow, so shall you reap. So if you have become a conscious co-worker of the divine plan, there'll be nobody to reap. Question: Madame Blavatsky used to have this phrase, "Lords of Karma." Is that phrase valid? Master: Lords of Karma mean the negative power. You see, that action reaction is after all controlled by some power. As you sow naturally, that bears fruit. So we should be very cautious not to sow fresh seeds, new seeds, because we have to bear the reactions. Question: what if, in spite of everything, we do sow some fresh seeds? Master: yes, that you cannot differentiate now. Question: that means we have to come back in another life? Master: that is what I said. It is better we do not know what is the reaction of the past or what fresh deeds we are doing. We do not know these things until we come to the third plane. Now, what do we do? No, it is God who has united us. Paying off sweetly, adjust yourself. Don't think evil of others, and thinking evil of others, even only in thought, that's sowing the seed. Also, to tell lies, just to say something and mean something else. So you should have love for God and love for all humanity. That way, you won't sow any fresh seeds. If anything comes up, that will be due to reaction of the past. You are helpless. You will have to do it, but you do not know. When you become a conscious co-worker of the divine plan, even if you sow fresh seeds, new seeds, they won't react. They will be nullified because the doer won't be there. Question: suppose we don't get to that exalted stage of becoming a conscious co-worker of the divine plan, and we do have an evil thought about somebody in the future life, how would we have to pay that back? By thinking evil of us or doing an evil action against us? Master: if a man becomes a conscious co-worker of the divine plan, he never thinks evil of others. When he sees he is working, how can he think evil? He sees all are gods, micro-gods. When you get the right understanding, you see that all mankind is one. All are soul-conscious entities of the same controlling power. So right understanding will result in right thoughts. Right thoughts will result in right speech. and right speech will result in right actions. You cannot do otherwise, so it is always better to be guided by the Master. He will say, "All right, adjust yourselves. Cooperate to the best you can and leave the rest to God." If you get His guidance, it will help. Surrender. The only thing lies right there, you see, and that's very difficult. To surrender completely is very difficult. It is better to do your best and leave the rest to God. If you have right understanding, then naturally everything will fall off. That won't be binding. In the wheel of life, there is more detail. Question. Yes, I've read it, but I can't stand reading it again, I know. Master, digest it more. That's all. Master's teaching are sometimes very straight speaking. They don't mind who is who. People say, "Oh, Master, what is the good of our coming to you if we have to go round on the wheel of actions?" They say, if you go to a lion and are afraid of the jackals, what's the good of it? It is the work of the Master to wind up in his own way. Any of the reactions which cannot be set aside, they are made to happen. What little thought can be adjusted, even in thought, is also finished with. And the ultimate goal is to make man conscious of the divine plan. For example, if there are loads and loads of wood, heaps of wood, if you add a little spark of fire, that will reduce them to ashes. Similarly, you have got an unlimited number of heinous crimes committed in your past lives. If you get a spark of light from a sadhu, that will burn them away. That means you become a conscious co-worker. This is something you just start to develop. That's not the end all, you see. The light, then naturally, you will have the right understanding. You will feel buoyant to sing in an inspired way. As man develops, he feels that way. He becomes a mouthpiece. So learned and unlearned are both sinful. Men who do good actions, even good actions, that is also binding. Chains may be of iron or gold. That makes no difference. They are all binding. So the only way to become a conscious co-worker of the divine plan is to realize that He's doing it. You are not. You will have to become a mouthpiece of God. Masters speak as inspired by God, and we all have to become that. There's nothing to be afraid of. Every saint wants his man coming to be a saint. That is why I tell you, you are to become ambassadors. Haven't I done my part so far? It is you, people, who have to carry on further. You are the budding hopes of the coming generations, I would say. Question. You mentioned last night that at initiation, approximately one-third or a little bit more of the initiates saw the Master within. Does that mean at that moment when they did, they become conscious co-workers of God and will always be regarded as such? Master, that is something to show that power is within you, always watching your every action, whether you see it or not. You have to judge. Talk to him consciously. And that power talks within. Master does talk. The other day at initiation, I asked if Master talked to anybody. Yes, one person told me. That was only to show there is something. People don't believe there is anything inside. Thank God people are having proof of this. Go anywhere. Other gurus simply say, go on doing this, go on doing that, and one day you'll have it. But a master gives you something to prove that there is something, and you testify yourself that you've seen. When you have seen, then there is no evidence required for anyone else. Everybody has his own development, but everybody gets something, some conviction that he sees for himself. So that's the biggest criterion. Don't believe the words of the master unless you are convinced yourself. You do see. Maybe a little more? That is to be developed. Question. Well, if you don't believe in the words of the master before you have an experience, you have a lot of trouble having the experience, don't you? Master, I tell you no. Books are there. Learning and unlearned both have to do the same thing. An unlearned man does not require any rules or any evidence from the past masters. He doesn't care. A learned man would like to know whether it is true, whether anybody else saw best bears testimony to it. He is taught to be very cautious. Children see light. They don't want any theories or any discussions or what one master said and the other said. They simply sit and see light. It's a boost that is given by the master. That's the only criterion of judging whether a master really has something to give. People have forgotten, you see. They are giving their whole time to singing and lighting candles, this and that. That's all right. That's a preparation of the ground. Good actions. But you are the doer. First see, and then say. The difference between a saint and the other men is that he sees and then says. So anyone can say, God is light. God is all light. One who sees says, God is light. I have seen that he is light. A man who is blind from birth has never seen the sun. A man who has read God is light is just like a blind man saying he's seen the sun. All other performances are only to help you prepare the ground. That is the reaction, good reaction. But there is no emancipation unless a man becomes an initiate of a saint. And the only criterion of a saint is that he must give something to start with. Some gurus use hypnotism and some mesmerism. Some use radiation. Other gurus simply say, go on doing this, you'll have more. Rest assured, your salvation is definite. This won't do. This is on credit. We want cash. Question. Those who take drugs such as LSD and have certain experiences, are they valid experiences? Master. No, no. They are hallucinations. Any thought reverberating that brings forth 100 times more. Mind that. Why we should stop such light intoxication like any intoxication is because we are conscious beings. The use of those things make up the subconscious a little morbid. We are not to use them. That is the death of the soul. You follow me? Question. Drugs result in the death of the soul? Master. The death of the soul, yes. Consciousness is lessened. Naturally, those who take drugs have to go to the lower planes. This sort of intoxication starts all that. What is the result of taking LSD then? It is still more death of the soul. Question. There is a great deal of talk that LSD is the foundation or basis of a religion of the future, or at least an improvement on the kind of religion that is now existent. Master. No, no, no. It is deterioration. Definitely going down to beastlyhood. Your consciousness is marred. Animals are also conscious. Even a snake is conscious. But there's a different degree. Man's consciousness is greater. If you use such like things, your consciousness is affected. If you are intoxicated, it means your consciousness is affected. You will have to go to the lower planes. Question. Do those who come to you from background of drug experience start with a very definite handicap? Master. Surely. Sometimes at initiation they are given a double sitting. They are made to sit twice. Hitherto, men were carefully prepared for initiation. Those who came to the Master had to live with him for months. When they were ready, only then the Master gave something to them. Now the times have changed. So something is given all at once at the start, then it should be maintained by self-introspection. It is a wonderful, of course, by self-introspection. It is wonderful. How can we have this on the very first day? All get some things, some more, some less. That's another thing. But they do get it. It's a special gift of God. The Iron Age is the worst of times. Still, God's grace is more, so that many may be saved. Question. Of course, it is quite obvious that when you initiate them here, that everybody gets an experience. I mean, you can see it. You can count it. But I don't know if that is necessarily an obvious when your assistants do the initiating elsewhere. Master, I tell you, if they use their own ego, then they don't succeed. If they become a mere channel, all get it. I receive all initiation reports. Most of them get something, some do not. I tell the group leaders to give them a second sitting when they are fresh and buoyant. Sometimes they are hurrying. They come running and are then made to sit. How can they have an experience? The initiation should be done when they are calm and quiet. And when he is the channel, becomes the channel. No exerting. So these things stand in the way. My master once came to Lahore, where I used to live. He initiated some people there. He told me, I have sown the seeds. You give them water. You water them. I told him, Master, I'm a mere pipe. The water that you send, I'll give them. You see, pipes are only there so the water runs through them. Otherwise, they are hurt. See the goal, not the personality, I say. All right, you can give them a sitting. It doesn't mean that he's giving the initiation. The more of a channel he becomes, the more experience they get. Sometimes they are ready, or the man does not surrender to the master power within. That sometimes stands in the way. Some get very wonderful experience, too. Of course, here and there we find some that do not. Then I tell them, give them a second sitting. Sometimes there's some inaccuracy in their doing the practice. Sometimes the instructions have been given hurriedly. Sometimes the channel is feeling he is the boss. Then the trouble arises. Question. Would you recommend then, before a person is initiated, that he undergo some kind of preparation for that initiation? I mean, several hours of meditation or something of that nature? Master. You see, concentration can be done only when you have something to concentrate upon. When you close your eyes, if you have nothing to see, nothing to stand on, you've got darkness before you. So there you will stay. Like a child shut in a dark room with the door closed, he'll break the door, he'll cry. But if he sees something that's attractive, enchanting, then he will not cry. So there must be something to stand on. Most of the the so-called masters tell their followers, all right, visualize my face. But I never recommend, never tell anybody that. Why? If you visualize anybody, God forbid, that he is not perfect, then you become what he is. It is very dangerous. God is one who comes of himself. That figure that appears of itself in the calm and the quiet silence in the heart, that is from God. You are not to visualize. I never tell people to visualize. They should pray and sit. If someone is of higher level than you are, if you visualize him, he won't come in fully. Some days you'll see his turban, some day his hand, then you'll say, I saw him there. The mind will be running. Those who are of your level are those who are below. If you visualize, you'll see their face. So most of the people nowadays I've come in touch with, all these heads of religions, they all tell their followers to visualize their form. They give you a photo. It's only for remembrance, just like a friend. What comes of itself within manifests, that's true. That's the difference. That's why my way is different. I must stop here. I have come to the end of the session. We were reading from The Light of Kirpal, Part 1, Chapter 4, entitled Becoming His Channel. Thank you, Master, for all your blessings.
And thank you, Eileen, for reading Master's inspiring words to us. There were 77 participants at today's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you to our Divine Master for bringing us together to receive your loving guidance and blessings.
So Master's come to tell us, they address us either as a man, from the level of a man, O man, awake, or from the level of the soul, conscious being, O children of light, awake, you are asleep.